Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So today happens to be Entrepreneurial Day, and we wanted to discuss this with Ariella Rosenberg. She is the chief executive of Ought South African Education and NGO leader who spent years building practical skills and programs for young South Africans, from coding to STEM to entrepreneurship and enterprise development. So South Africa's youth unemployment crisis is severe. The latest figures are really absolutely appalling, showing that almost half of young people aged 15 to 34 are unemployed looking for work. Ought runs a range of skills and entrepreneurship programs. So we wanted to try and understand how we teach entrepreneurship. Is it actually possible to do? Ariella, very, very good morning. Thank you for joining us. Let's start with a problem. When you look at the South African youth unemployment numbers, what stands out the most for you?
Hi, good morning. Good morning, and thank you for having me. Yes, in South Africa, the reality is that entrepreneurship is not something that's nice to have, or, you know, in many countries, it's a Silicon Valley dream. In South Africa, it's actually a survival dream necessity. When you talk about the unemployment rate, and we look at different rates, in certain areas we work in, it can reach 90%. So if I give you an example of a beneficiary we had, her name is Tembeka. She did her master's degree in marine biology and still couldn't find a job. But her passion was with marine biology, and she had an idea of starting a business which would use fish waste as fertilizers. But it didn't work out, you know, because coming from disadvantaged communities, you know, having the business acumen is not something that you are taught in schools, nor in the family unit. And when she joined the program, she actually managed to then learn basic skills in business, financial literacy, digital literacy, problem solving, the importance of resilience. And she then managed to get through a tender with World Wildlife Fund to help communities in the Western Cape raise oysters. And her business grown so much that now she also won a tender with United Nations, and she's actually speaking to United Nations about using her knowledge as marine biologist to uplift communities.
Incredible.
But this is where I find the importance of moving the shifting from that necessity to dignity, from survival to sustain. How do we make that survival element of starting a business to a sustainable one? Because as you've seen, the formal sector is not creating jobs at the pace that we need. We just can't wait for a job to be landed at all. In a way, entrepreneurship is the only solution that can put the power back into the hands of the youth.
But are we teaching this? I mean, I know that organizations like yours are teaching it. Are we even teaching it at our schools, at a school level, that we, you know, because I think this is across the board. I'm sometimes concerned that people and youngsters get into victim mode. Well, I'll never find a job because I'm this or I'm that or I'm the other thing. Rather than saying we live in a country with such immense opportunity, you know, there's so many ways in which we can do different things.
And I think the mindset, by the way, in many communities, not only in the Jewish community, also in the outreach community, I find there's a mindset, you finish school, you go to university, you go and find a job. There isn't that mindset of actually, maybe we change that terminology of go and find a job, of looking at your community and saying, okay, what problem can we solve?
100%.
You know, maybe we move to a problem-solving proactive approach where we challenge our youth to say, let's look at the community. What service could you provide? What product could you make? Is there something that you can, what do people in your community complain about? And, you know, you don't need to have a 50-page business plan or 1 million rand loan from the bank. You can start with 100 rand and a customer. That's, you know, that's many times what you need. I mean, we another story that I wanted to tell you because it's there, because one of the things we really want to promote is women entrepreneurship, and women do face more challenges than male. And another really beautiful story is about a lady, again, Nontlala, who couldn't find a job. And she started using recycled materials from shirts to manufacture handbags, 100% recyclable. And nowadays she's selling them at Stellenbosch stores. But starting from nothing, starting from recycled stuff, probably had 100 rand, if not less, started with one customer, and now she's growing into stores in Stellenbosch.
Incredible.
So really, you know, we have that assumption. You look at the Silicon Valley and you look at the Bill Gates and Elon Musk's of the world and you see how big they are. But, you know, you start small. You don't need to start with a big business plan and logo and all that.
It's really, really amazing, and it is really very much seem a mindset. In your experience, what are the biggest stumbling blocks for young entrepreneurs?
So I think there are many. So first of all, again, we spoke about mindset. I think mindset would be the first one, because really, and that's where the hustlers of the world you know, gets from that necessity. Then the knowledge, the know-how. And sometimes it's very basic idea, very basic knowledge, something like financial literacy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, how important it is to know your numbers. You know, what the cost to make the product or the service that you provide, the fact that you should separate your business money from your personal money. Sometimes, you know, they get money from the first customer and then they spend it on stuff, on their own personal stuff. There's a lot of discipline that needs to be done on really channeling that and that's very, women are very good at that, eh? They're very good at using the money back into the business.
Yeah, that is interesting. So we do need to conclude, but just a final question is, if a young person or their parents are listening and they are unemployed, feeling stuck, tell me one small concrete step that they can take to start building a new opportunity.
You know what? Look at your community, because I know, Howard, that you have global outreach. Look at your community. What's missing in your community? What's broken? What do people complain about? That could be your business idea.
And
you don't need to go and start a big business. Start with one customer. Test it out.
Absolutely right. That is where we leave it. Give me your ideas. 061-895-1019. If you are advising a young person looking for who is struggling at the moment, what would be a concrete step that you would advise them to take? Mike says, in attempting to tutor young graduates, I found sometimes the level of literacy was very low. That can be, unfortunately.